Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer based in Irving, Texas. The title of his preaching today is, As Time Goes By.
A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. Rejoice, O young man, while you are young, and let your heart be glad in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart, the vision of your eyes, yet understand that as regards all this, God will bring you to judgment. Ward off grief from your heart and put away trouble from your presence, though the dawn of youth is fleeting. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth before the evil days come and the years approach of which you will say, I have no pleasure in them, before the sun is darkened and the light and the moon and the stars, while the clouds return after the rain, when the guardians of the house tremble and the strong men are bent and the grinders are idle because they are few. And they who look through the windows grow blind. When the doors to the street are shut and the sound of the mill is low, when one waits for the chirp of a bird, but all the daughters of song are suppressed, and one fears heights and perils in the street, when the almond tree blooms and the locust grows sluggish and the caperberry is without effect, because man goes to his lasting home and mourners go about the streets, before the silver cord is snapped and the golden bowl is broken and the pitcher is shattered at the spring and the broken pulley falls into the well and the dust returns to the earth as it once was and the life breath returns to God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth. All things are vanity. Today's first reading from Ecclesiastes draws an almost apocalyptic picture of a time in which the people of Israel faced tremendous suffering. Suddenly and without notice, the sun and the moon and the stars turn into darkness, plunging an entire people into uncertainty. The text from Ecclesiastes tells us of old people who are bent over in neighborhoods where the doors are tightly locked. Sounds a bit like our cities today, struggling with the coronavirus while trying to stay healthy and still live life fully. The author asks, where have the birds gone? Their chirp no longer heard in the streets. These words could have been spoken in Brazil's jungles that are being cut down indiscriminately. A world built on greed. A world of empty classrooms and students who long to read books and learn. Last year, I was blessed to be able to do some mission work with my Dominican brothers and sisters in the jungles of Peru. After watching a long caravan of trucks hauling tons of precious trees cut down to be sold, I asked a man standing at my side, where do they take all these humongous trees that are being cut down? The man looked at me as if I were stupid and responded, to China. Where else would they take them? China? Our world is suffering on so many levels. Greed, crime, hurricanes, fires, polluted oceans, and mindless destruction of this beautiful planet that God has entrusted to us. The author of the book of Ecclesiastes hasn't lost hope and speaks up. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come, before the sun is darkened and the light and the moon and the stars, when the doors to the street are shut and the sound of the mill is low, when one waits for the chirp of a bird, but all the daughters of song are suppressed. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. How did we ever forget that these precious jungles and rivers are a gift from God, just like the oak tree back home and the newborn baby sleeping in her mother's arms? Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, says the author of Ecclesiastes. Are we willing to put on the brakes long enough to listen to the voice of God, the God who is love incarnate, the God in whose image we have been made? Do we dare set aside our iPhone long enough so that we can hear the voice of the Creator who called us into existence? It takes a gentle heart and a strong faith to see and listen to the world around us. We need to dig deep and ask the uncomfortable questions. We must be ready to stand face to face with truth itself. Is that not the path of the saints? Our founder, St. Dominic, saw God's truth written into every bird and every sunset, every newborn child and every star in the sky. Dominic spent his nights lost in books and steeped in prayer, stopping only to continue his intimate conversation with the Holy Spirit. Teach us, Lord. Teach us to number our days that we may gain wisdom of heart. Yes, teach us, Lord. Fill us at daybreak with your kindness. Send us as prophets of hope into our world. Give us the grace to look with compassion into the eyes of our neighbor and to know him or her as brother, sister. Give us the simplicity and the wisdom of Mother Teresa of Calcutta and the earthy compassion of Martin de Porres and Rose of Lima. Yes, remind us once again, Lord, that we don't have to save the world. You've already taken care of that. But please, Lord, teach us to speak truth and to love our enemies. Fill us at daybreak with your compassion, Lord. Promise and prosper the work of our hands. Yes, prosper the work of our hands. Amen.